third military survey. The third Franz Josef military survey was carried out between 1869 and 1885 and represents the high point in pre-war cartography in Central Europe. The maps of the third military survey were used until the 1950s. From a technological perspective, the maps were even more accurate in terms of position, owing to the use of higher orders of triangulation and elevation. Elevation points were surveyed precisely using goniometric calculations and also using better quality instruments. The survey also updated areas that had changed. After all, this was the time of the Industrial Revolution and changes in society, which went hand in hand with changes in the landscape, with the amount of forest land decreasing and the expansion of towns and cities. The survey resulted in detailed maps on a scale of up to 1 to 25,000. Even after the collapse of the monarchy, these maps continued to be used in more of the successor states as state map series, i.e. for the purpose of registering property, area sizes and population, and for military purposes, etc. The maps used the stable cadastre triangulation created in 1824 to 1840. This means first-order points, which were 40 kilometers apart and represent the roughest network of points, which covers the territory and is used for mapping and surveying purposes. The network of first-order points is then interwoven with finer networks of second- to fourth-order points. The second-order points are 9 to 15 kilometers apart, while the third-order points are spaced 4 to 9 kilometers from one another. The individual orders evenly cover the entire country, and each order constitutes the structure of the network. These points were also complemented by newer points of the fourth-order military triangulation. However, the new measurements, which are still used today, did entail a certain inaccuracy, as the new points were measured up to 20 years after the original survey, which meant that many of the original points were lost or moved in the terrain. Unlike the previous maps that just used hatching, elevation was also complemented by interpolated contour lines from carefully surveyed points, including dimensions. However, according to contemporary measurements, we know that in some places there are deviations of up to 15 meters. The triangulation baseline was determined using the Adriatic height system, which had since been replaced by the Baltic height system. Height above sea level is calculated from the mean level of the Adriatic and the Baltic Sea. The maps also contained information about settlements, roads, obstacles impeding the passability of the terrain, waterlogged soil, and sources of drinking water.